I want to read to you the poem Blessings for the Brokenhearted by Jan Richardson, as it's a poem that really speaks to me. You know, grief is a natural part of our lives, and it's the expression of the love that we've got for those who've died and what we feel for the loss of everything that changes and everything that ends when somebody that we love dies. Poetry is what can give us language and voice for the grief that life offers us and which we must accept, whether we want to or not. Because we don't stop loving someone just because they've died. And for me, this poem is offering a remedy almost, a healing. It's not trying to offer any cure. And this, I think, is the medicine of poetry. And for those who have been brokenhearted, who have lost somebody on hearing this poem, who often speak about how they notice their heart goes on beating, how they go on loving, because let's be honest, you can't do otherwise, even in your grief. So this is the poem, Blessed for the Brokenhearted. Let us agree for now that we will not say the breaking makes us stronger, or that it is better to have this pain than to have done without this love. Let us promise we will not tell ourselves time will heal the wound when every day our waking opens it anew. Perhaps for now it can be enough to simply marvel at the mystery of how a heart so broken can go on beating as if it were made for precisely this, as if it knows the only cure for love is more of it, as if it sees the heart's sole remedy for breaking is to love still, as if it trusts that its own persistent pulse is the rhythm of a blessing we cannot begin to fathom, but will save us nonetheless. Thank you.